Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover. This is episode 326 on April the 28th in sunny downtown Greenville, Illinois.
We're crying out loud. Hey. What's about to happen? We woke up this morning. I think it was like 51 degrees, and I'm going, what happened to all the nice weather?
And it comes and goes in the Midwest.
Yes, it does.
We all know that.
It comes and goes like...
within hours sometimes.
And you said this morning, I hadn't paid any attention, you said, it snowed in Chicago last night.
Right.
Whoa!
Crazy weather.
And it's been crazy around here, too, because we are deep in the throes of doing a lot of gutting and changing and shifting at Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House, changing it into Creekside Community Brew.
Absolutely. We got our Owl Creek Gazette office moved in and, bare bones.
We got the furniture moved in.
We do. But the heart and soul is still back at the house with all the content of the magazine on the May, June issue.
Well, and then once that computer and the printer gets moved in here, we'll be happily cranking away.
That's right.
That will be next issue of the magazine.
We want to say, too, that Creekside Community Brew will be opened officially May 9th. We're not sure to what capacity, but coffee will be flowing, like you say, Don, like the creek, coffee will be flowing.
Something will be happening. We'll be able to supply the caffeine to the community one more time.
Service with a smile. So we've got a special guest here today.
If you want
to introduce her, that would be great.
Yeah, we tried for about 3 months in a row to get Elaine McNamara, the darling girl of downtown Greenville and the Smart Center and everything. Elaine McNamara is the Greenville Chamber of Commerce Executive Director.
Yes.
She's also Director of the Greenville Smart Center. She's also General Manager at WDLJ 97.5 FM in Clinton County.
Yes.
And I hear she also, you know, puts on the gloves and cleans the bathroom, too.
Somebody's got to do it. Crying out loud.
Elaine, welcome to our little program.
Thank you. You know, I'm really excited because this is kind of... a momentous episode, being that you are now, I'm the first guest that you took over the establishment here.
That's right.
That's
I feel special.
That is a prominent spot.
I know.
Maybe that's why it didn't work out that we couldn't get you on before.
Right. It wasn't meant to be
exactly.
Before. We had that weather. That's when the weather was crazy,
it
too.
Was.
We had an ice storm.
And we called you, I think, and said, you really don't want to get out of your house today. And you said, I haven't even made it down the drive.
Right. I had not even opened the door.
That's
so.
Right.
Well, and so I'm so happy that you're here. It's it has been a long time in process getting it going, so... without further ado, I hear it's kind of busy this summer here in Greenville.
It's so busy. And maybe it always has been, but when you come to it from this perspective, it seems almost impossible, but things are falling into place.
Well, and I think probably if you've been at this a number of years, then you're anticipating what to do in the coming year, where you're just like, it's dumped. No, I won't say dumped in your life in a negative way, but the reality is it's on your mark. It said go.
Right, right. And luckily there's just a great, resource of people in this town that step up to help you with everything. And so thank goodness for that, because otherwise I would be lost.
Well, things don't happen without volunteers.
No, they don't.
And dedicated people. And you're kind of there to oversee. But like you say, you're so grateful for those people who step up and help.
Exactly. I started October 29th was my first day at the chamber. And we were smack dab in the middle of planning the Come Home for Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
And I'd already been coming up for a couple of the meetings before I'd actually started. So there was already a committee they really pretty much had everything ready to go, and I just kind of got to take the kudos for it when it all went well. So I was like, oh, you're, thank you. So thank that you was much, all right. But yeah, they had a great group for that. And then, you know, this time of year, the big challenge is the Greenville Graffiti Car Show.
Mm-hmm.
So again, these folks that have been, this will be the 8th annual car show on June 15th. It's always the Saturday of Father's Day weekend. And yeah, the folks that get together for that, they've got it down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just there to you know, fight for this on one hand or ask people for this on the other and beg for money and schedule things. You know, so it's a matter of keeping list and checklist and asking, you know, is this taken care of? I mean, but, you know, we've got Robbie Walker. He's out there getting attendance prizes like a madman. He's fantastic at it. So, I mean, that's so easy for him. J.R. Stanton's taking care of the plaques. We've got Kenny and Zach Slatton that are doing a whole bunch of work with that. The other guy, I know I'm forgetting names.
We won't hold against you.
Ryan Champ's okay. been a lot of help. And
if someone has never come to such an event here in Greenville, right. Kind of give the, because we get listeners locally, but regionally and statewide. And sometimes we even have people from, it amazes us, people in Spain will be listening to
sure.
the podcast.
We are worldwide.
You are worldwide. And, I know. That's
so if someone comes from Spain to the car show, ask them where they heard about it.
Yeah, exactly. I know where you heard it. Yeah, there we go.
So anyway, give people a rundown on what to expect at an event like this.
Well, apparently we're hoping to have 200 classic cars come to the show. I think last year it was around 170 something. So we're hoping to have more because what we do is you can bring your car in for display or you can enter it into competition, basically, where we award cars. I think they have to be made before 1994. Can you believe that?
Okay.
That's already a classic car, 1994.
To that I say, wow.
I know, right? So there's a top 50 category. This year we're going to have the Kenny Steve Memorial Award. We're going to have Choice Rat Rod Award. And we're going to have, I believe, the Mayor's Choice Award. Maybe an overall, I think a Best in Show Award also. But you bring in your classic car or truck. You'll come into town. You'll come to the square, 2nd Street, preferably. I think you'll come down 2nd Street. And our guys are out there. They're telling people where to park. So they give you a spot. Then you find the registration tent. You come register your car. We give you the appropriate items for that, mm-hmm. whether you're just displaying. To display, it's $7. To enter into competition, it's $15. You'll also be entered into a chance to get a door prize if you are entering, I believe, for competition. It might be more than that. It depends on how many prizes we get. So we've got that. Yeah, you know, shine up your car, bring that. If you don't have a car, come out and look at the cars because it's like an art show.
It really is. We've, you know, stepped out and looked down because we've always been on 2nd Street when we've had our businesses here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can just look down and go, you're just amazed.
Right.
And you don't even have to be a car, old-time car fan. And like you said, of course, vintage or
Classic.
Mm-hmm. Since that's not old time in our world anymore.
I know.
But remember, we're classic.
That's classic. Right. I'm just going to claim that and go with that.
I just turned antique like a year ago, so I'm sticking with that.
Vintage and classic sounds a little bit
it
better.
It does.
But anyway, it is some. It's a sight to behold. In what I'm trying to say. Yeah,
and it's something that's I think uniquely American.
Mm, that's true.
You know, it's American art. It's an American art show, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you hear about from other countries.
You probably would never find, a whole string of BMWs down the... You know,
well, they're going to have car. I mean, your car doesn't have to be an American-made car to be involved in it. But, I mean, it is an event that I think is very American in nature because they probably have them in other countries.
And the muscle car has got a lot to do with that because of the way people have, you know, made them their own. And now what you see as a modern muscle car has... You know, it has its roots in Detroit, but the people that own them are the ones that turn them into the vehicles that
exactly.
they're driving. You know, and that's what makes it all American.
And that's what makes it the art you're talking
right.
about
right.
as well. Yeah,
I love car shows because you could spend hours, mm-hmm. hours looking. We're hoping to have a great turnout this year, and I think that our turnout is going to be a little higher than it's been in past because there's we've always had some other larger shows competing mm-hmm. for participants, and some of those shows have scheduled different dates this
year.
Oh,
that's nice.
So that's really nice. Yeah, we're excited about that. There are a couple others in the area, but I think they fall at different times, and they're connected with something else. Mm-hmm. So
who's going to be the main attraction at this event?
That was very exciting for us. You know, we talked about several names, and we really weren't sure what was possible, but this name was originally thrown out by John Goldsmith, had mentioned it in passing, and so I'm like, okay, well, we'll just check on availability. Checked on availability. This person was available. And then after that, we sure weren't sure what was going to happen, but Randy Alderman kind of went with it and contacted the representative, and we're going to have Eric Estrada as our celebrity this year. Eric Estrada from Chips. Other things. He's also like really big in the telenovela Mexican soap operas. Did you know that?
I did.
He's like one of the number one stars for like, I think like 20 years or something.
Oh, wow.
He's been doing, you know, really well in that area.
There's nothing like the close up and the heaving everything that goes on in the Mexican novella.
It's very dramatic, Yeah. But he was such an icon from late 70s, early 80s, and that's what one of the elements of our car show that other car shows don't have. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how when it was initially started, I believe probably John Goldsmith had, again, I'm going to be saying his name all day because trying to fill his shoes, and it's really hard to do. But I think that was the initial idea that he had, is bringing a little piece of our American past, mm-hmm. and a lot of us, our childhood, and getting a chance to interact with someone that we, you know.
Right, those TV shows that we grew up and remember and carry with us, and many of them are still on today in reruns.
Yeah.
So there's generations that still know these people that have been here in the past for our events.
Well, yeah, exactly. And, you know, when given the opportunity, I went down and I saw and talked to Eddie Munster.
Yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
because
sure.
It was... Mm-hmm.
Eddie Munster.
It was cool.
Yeah.
And it was Eddie Munster. Right. And you do remember whenever we had the song for Ellie Mae.
Ellie Mae Clampett, yes.
Oh, my.
Donna Douglas.
I heard she was fantastic.
She was.
And we have musician friends, Craig Baumberger, who has been on the podcast and advertises in the magazine. And he's always game to play music someplace and is a staple in the community.
He is a staple. He wrote a song for Ellie Mae.
Aww.
And he was playing it at our office, and people were coming and listening, and Ellie Mae was going to be down at the Methodist Church speaking, and they were just, you know, using the auditorium there. And so I don't know how all the connections made up. I said, but if you really want a personalized welcome to Greenville, Ellie Mae Clampett, here's this song. And Craig and Swamp and Bob Johnson, who also writes our theme song that you heard at the beginning of this show, they went down and played for her this song
in the Methodist Church. Yeah. And it was absolutely astonishing that she was so pleased.
Oh, sure.
She was tickled to death.
And how it all happened was just almost serendipitous. It was like one thing happened that, you know, continued to make it, all of a sudden, boom, there it was.
We had a little connection in that regard, and we loved it.
And
loved doing it, and loved putting those connections together. The other thing that I am interested in is the other career that you also do simultaneous to all of this. As general manager of WDLJ.
Yes.
My goodness.
Well,
when do you have time to have a cup of coffee?
I constantly have a cup of coffee in my
hand. And this is good for our business.
Yes, you're going to see a lot more of me. It's rare that you don't see a cup of coffee in my hand. Even on top of those other things, I teach a yoga class, and I walk into yoga class with coffee in my hand. The radio thing, I have been with WDLJ since April of 2011, and I started as just a show host. It was just one of those weird, you know, chance meetings of people, and I used to write a blog, and it was a little silly, and I was a guest one day because they were talking about blogs in the morning show, and we hit it off. And then a few weeks later, they said, you know, we were looking for someone for middays, and we've never had a female DJ, and we'd like to try that out. And so it didn't pay anything at the time.
Radio
I was
never
so excited,
paid.
And then I found out it didn't pay anything. But, you know, by that time, I was already hooked. So,
and it's a stepping stone. It's always a stepping stone.
I was a 43-year-old intern at the time. And so I took him up on it, and I did the midday show from 10 to 2. Eventually, about a year later, we had someone leave the station, and I took over programming and traffic continuity, which is basically making sure all the commercials are in
and accounted
and
for.
Accounted for, and that they're positioned correctly, which is sometimes a task. You know, we mentioned off the air that we, you know, you don't have the same voice all the time. So if you run them all together, it's going to sound like one big commercial. But you know, there's just little things like that. So I did that, and I took over the
and that paid better than the internship.
It did. It actually paid. it did pay.
Music is the filler between the
yeah, exactly. That's when we're there. You know, in house, we know that we have to sell advertising. That's our main job. So I did that. I took over that part of it, and then I took over the basically I became the office manager on top of that. So then, and yes, I did get paid. And then 3 years ago, the general manager left, and I became the general manager. And while I was actually, I had a different job then too. So this is not something new completely.
We like busy people.
Oh yeah, busy people. I guess get things done. Hopefully, but I became general manager, and then which also meant I was the sales manager, which I hadn't really done a lot of that. So I learned fast. So I had been doing that. I love it. I do the morning show Monday through Friday, 7 to 10. I get up really early. Sometimes I record it ahead of time. Sometimes I go in for a little bit, depending on what my schedule is in Greenville. But I love what I do there, and that was why I found out about the position in Greenville through doing that job. I had some friends in Greenville, friends slash customers, you know, for the radio station. And I was actually at the Fourth Fest last year, and I was doing a live remote, and I talked to Richard Long from the Headhunters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'd done an interview with him, and I was out front, and Kaylee Walker came walking up, and I said, well, there's our chamber director. And she goes, no, not anymore. And I'm like, oh, that's new. And so that's when I learned they had been without a director for a while. So found out that was going on. And later on, I checked in with Randy Alderman. So, well, have they hired a new chamber director? He said, no, it's funny you ask that, because there's this something new that we're doing. He said the chamber is teaming up with Greenville University, and he was mentioning the Smart Center is going to, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, but that sounds really interesting. And he would talk to me a little bit more about it. I said, that sounds great. And they're going to get to work with the university. They're going to have some privileges that the university provides, plus working with entrepreneurs through the Smart program. This building's going to be, you know, really unique, and it's a really unique, well, program basically they've got set up. So it's to help the students, it's to help the town to grow, it's to hopefully help to encourage when students graduate that they come back. You know, it's supposed to be, I believe, the starting point that's going to spur other business to come to town.
Well, as an incubator.
And grow. Right, an incubator. Businesses can start there and then branch out in different parts of the town. But even to encourage other businesses, oh, I heard that was there. Why don't we open our business there and maybe we can work hand in hand? And so that's part of it. And I think it's a good fit with the chamber position because, again, the chamber position is to help the business community grow in Greenville, to bring more business to town, along with working with the city of Greenville and the economic director. There's a lot of teamwork there, I think. And I think the university, the town, the chamber, all of it working together and with the folks. I mean, there's a good spirit here in this town. There's people that want this town to grow. There's very creative atmosphere here that I think we can foster and help that to you know, grow and shine.
Well, and for our listeners that might remember this, before the Smart Center was the official Smart Center, and it was in kind of transition, Rick McPeak, that we purchased the coffee house from here, was in charge of kind of overseeing, and he invited us to have our podcast there. So we had our podcast
in that empty space that was the barbershop.
That's right. So in that building, before this next phase began, we were up there before we were down here. And so it's been neat to see that aspect too.
He understood the importance of putting life into the place,
right?
To get its awareness level raised, and we were happy to help.
Yeah, I think so, and I think there's Breck Nelson, who is the executive director of SMART, he and I sat down with Rick not too long ago, a few months ago.
Oh,
we
did.
We stopped in here. We were having a meeting, and Rick sat with us for a while and in a sense gave us his blessing.
Over there.
It was very sweet. Mm-hmm. He's such a nice man, and we got to hear a little bit more about his story and his adventures. And, you know, it was sort of presented to him first. If you're interested, the wheels are starting to roll. And, you know, he had other things going on, basically gave us his blessing. It was very nice. Because we wanted to talk to him as one of our
first people.
Yeah, because we know he had he put a lot of
he really his, did. His heart and soul was in there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he is always one of the things Rick always talks about is hospitality.
Yes.
So you're saying the same thing as the community is open and gracious.
Right.
That hospitality needs to be felt and can be felt. And we hope to bring that same feeling here, you know, and it's been amazing how we've posted on Facebook pictures of just a few of the things we've done, and the response is so nice and heartwarming.
It's
that everyone,
lovely.
When they wish you well and you know they mean it, and we'll be in to have a cup of coffee, or like you say, when they come in and say to you, what can we do to help make this event happen?
Right.
It's really a plus when you can live like that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one of the reasons as we get things going down here, we want to make sure that the coffee maker is top notch. We want to make sure that the espresso machine has had its service, and, you know, we got new filters, whatever we need done to it, it needs to be done. We're doing it. We want to make sure that these things are, you know, kept up with the demand.
It's like, starting, opening your business, planning an event. It's, you know, you get the big things taken care of. You bought the business, you got the main things in place, and then you have to go back and you have to go through the details.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that you're doing right now.
That's exactly. Yeah. And, you know, all the way down to what kind of business structure you want to have. What are you willing to expose yourself to right off the bat? And how can you change to, say, an LLC or a corporation later? And that can be done. Get the wheels rolling. Get the capitalization going. And then step forward, step at a time, one bite at a time. How do you eat an elephant? Small bites.
Exactly. Small bites. That's a little bit of what's going on with the Smart Center also. We are planning an October opening of the ground floor. And because we want to get that opened, we're going to have food in there. It's going to be a gathering center for students and the community to bring everybody together. We're going to have the opportunity to have entertainment in there from time to time, whether it's acoustic music, whether it's maybe a poetry night or some kind of improv, something. You know, we'll have guest speakers come in there for different topics. That sort of thing, which I imagine you guys will probably do a little bit of that too. We can work hand in hand with that, I think. But yeah, you start, you know, we want to get that started. And then we're going to open the rest of the building in January, fingers crossed and God willing. And again, yeah, you just keep rolling. We just keep going through, and we keep checking in with each other to make sure this is going on, this is happening. And I don't know. I'm finding that, yeah, I've got the three positions, but it's the same formula in a way. It's the same things that need to happen everywhere and in your, even with your, you know, even in your life. So,
well, it just made me think when you said you start and you get the main things out of the way, and then Don was saying how, you know, you sift down to all the other things. All of a sudden it made me think it's like editing the magazine.
Yeah.
You get the content, you put it in, you got to make it fit, you got to make it read well, you got to see what is valuable and what isn't. And pretty soon you've got the end product, and you hope you've edited correctly.
Exactly.
We try, like you showed me for years now, that, you know, how is the month laid out? Well, it's laid out
chronologically. Yeah,
right. It's chronological. So let's present this month and or this period of time to you in how it's laid out in life, and you go, oh, well, no wonder that works.
Yeah,
it just makes sense.
It's strange that the things that start to dawn on the epiphanies you have. You know, I think maybe I'm just a late bloomer, but I think it's like once I hit 50, things started to make more sense, and I started to see, like I said, you know, job opportunities, family events, whatnot, almost like you could almost see the charts in a managing a project type thing. And it all falls into place.
The recipe for effective living is the same no matter what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it took me 50 years to get to that. And I've owned a business before, too. So it's, you know, That might have been come in handy back then when I owned my own business.
Well, but everything's a lesson, and we've learned a lot over the years. And you look back and think, I can't believe we did this. Some things we've succeeded in just by sheer will.
Well, it's obvious that we didn't waste a whole lot of time worrying about how much money we were making.
No, we're going to learn this venture. We're learning to work harder. No,
see, we're smarter.
You got a bass backwards again.
Yes, I have to correct myself, and I want to come back real quick to the fact that you were a blogger. Do you mind if I ask what you were blogging about?
It was just silliness. I had my own, my ex-husband and I had a business. It was part of it probably, but it was more of motherhood. And I was in my early 40s. So it was a little, I used to call it, I hate to even say the name now because now it's such an, aligned with such evilness in the world. But okay, when we were in the early 70s, I guess it was mid 70s, okay, you know they have the Shazam movie out now.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Well, the Shazam used to come on as a Saturday morning show, and there was a sister show to it called Isis.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
she was
a mm-hmm. superhero. She was an Egyptian goddess superhero. Mm-hmm. It was really bizarre. But I loved that show. And so the name of my blog was Isis and the Midlife Crisis.
Cute.
And I used to just write ridiculous stuff. And, I would write about things my friends and I did. We did this road trip to Vegas for a – I helped my friend out with she was in marketing, and she was going out there to help out with a martial arts show. So I just rode along with her. And I tell you what, the road trip out there was so much more fun than actually being in Vegas.
Jack Kerouac found out the same thing.
Oh, yeah. It was just, I'd flown there, but never, actually, no, that might have been the first time I'd ever been there. I had never ridden in a car across that part of the country,
mm-hmm.
and it was beautiful. But of course, the people I traveled with too were pretty funny, and so it was just things like that. I would write about just when you start to get to an age where you forget where you park your car when you go to the just ridiculous mm-hmm. stuff. So I used to do that.
And, but those are the things everyone can relate to.
Yeah,
but not everyone can put them down in words.
Yeah,
and so you were able to do that for them.
It's still out there somewhere. I cringe a little to think about it because it's one of those things where I didn't take it down because I wrote it. I'll leave it there. If you find it, you find it. I don't promote it anymore, but I used to talk about it. And the thing that got the radio station attention was why they even asked me to be on is one I'd written. One was about. And it was a little, I don't know, it's a little out there, but remember the movie How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Mm-hmm.
And this was more of from a female perspective, 10 things not to do if you don't want to repel a woman, basically. And some of it's a little, maybe a little scandalous, but, there were some other things, like don't think that, just don't embarrass yourself basically on a first date. Don't break into song. Don't, you can't sing. There were, just different things not to do. And they read it on the air one morning and I heard them reading it and they were cracking up. And so we got together and they had become customers of the business that we had in Highland at the time, which was a computer repair place. But then we met them and everything. That's how it all blossomed for there. But that was my stab at blogging. But
it's okay. We stab at blogging every week too.
Yeah, I know.
We have a members only.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you have to pay us
a special. To read it?
You have to pay us to read it.
Man, I'm giving it away.
You get to hear our Midweek at the Creek episode, too. So $2.99 a month and gets you all behind the scenes.
How do you get into that?
You can write a check before you go.
Wait a minute. I think I've been hoodwinked.
Or should you want to think about it and act later?
How can we promote this to people?
You can go to our website at owlcreekgazette.com. There is a members-only page there, how to become a member.
Okay.
And you can just sign up for a monthly renewal. And it's really fun. The Midweek at the Creek is a little bit more, I shouldn't say relaxed. I think we're plenty relaxed here today.
Pretty relaxed today.
But it's just,
we've been smoking something. We haven't, really.
We have not. We're just exhausted.
And I left the beer out on the counter.
What?
Yeah, I got beer on the counter if you put that coffee away, right?
So it's just one of those things that we just fill in, what we've been doing.
Yeah.
And there's so much going on that there's always something
to talk
about. That's
a great idea.
Yeah, so it's been fun. And then we have like a feature of the week. We shine our Owl Creek Gazette spotlight on something and some business or some event. And it's been fun.
Again, that is the type of thing that can cross over. We just talked about that for the Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that sort of thing. So... I love
I imagine
that.
We've had a lot of shared experiences.
Yeah.
That we'll find more and more of that happens as
That's
we go.
Awesome. So. And I would love to share that information, you know, with the people in town too. Yeah. They probably already know more. They know more than I do because everybody's been here longer than me. But
what's your contact numbers so that people can call and let you know how good of a job you're doing every time you do it?
Or complain is what you're saying. They can email the chamber at GreenvilleIL Chamber at gmail.com.
Oh, very good.
They can call the chamber office at 618-664-9272. You can contact me at the radio station if you prefer at Elaine@WDLJFM.com.
And, I imagine you're available on Facebook through the
you
chamber.
You can find me all over Facebook, mm-hmm. Yes. On the chamber, through Greenville Smart, and through the station. But, yeah, it's hard to not get in touch with me, actually.
People have to work at not being able to find you.
People are getting emails from me all the time. Yeah. I think they're, like, enough already. But, yeah, so
people just absolutely love my 10 and a quarter by 13 inch business card in 28 pages.
Exactly. Here you go.
That's right.
I know. That's pretty
that's how
impressive.
We do that, you know, I don't have a business card, but here.
Yeah, I know. I think we had that conversation.
Doesn't fit in the billfold, but it still gets the word out
exactly.
And then some multiple words.
Exactly.
So anyway, I think our time is about out.
It
and
is.
We've chatted like crazy, fast and furious. You'll have to come back again.
Yes.
As things progress too.
I would love to. Can I give a shout? I want to thank Greenville University and the Chamber for the opportunity, and I want to thank the city of Greenville for helping us out with the car show and all that they do as well.
Cool. Elaine, thanks for joining us. It's been so fun.
Yeah, and I believe you've got an ad about the car show in the upcoming May June issue of the Owl Creek Gazette.
So. With a picture of Eric Estrada. You're welcome.
That's right. So thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.